Good evening. Here is the 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. On the instructions of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, the Minister of State Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Gonga, today received a letter from Congo's President, Denis Sassou Nguesso, to President Paul Biya on the sustainable management of the Congo Basin. The drinking water supply project for Yaoundé that intends to eradicate water deficits in the capital city is operational. The president of Cameroon's Olympic and Sports Committee, Hamad Kalkaba Maboum, has been invited to the opening and closing ceremonies of the second edition of the military games to take place in November in Abuja, Nigeria. The news in full. On the instructions of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, the Congolese Minister of the Environment, Sustainable Development and the Congo Basin was received in an audience today at the Unity Palace by the Minister of State Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Gonga. Madam Alette Soudan Nunat was bearer of a special message from the President, Denis Sassou Nguesso, to his Cameroonian counterpart, Paul Biya, on the sustainable management of the Congo Basin and in preparation of the upcoming COP29 Climate Summit. Details with Unity Palace correspondent Amin Keng Edward.
Madame Alette Suzanne Lenot is a Congolese-trained journalist and politician, Minister of the Environment, Sustainable Development and the Congo Basin. She also holds a coveted office of Executive Secretary of the Congo Basin Commission. That's the highly esteemed personality received in audience this Tuesday evening, August 20, at the Unity Palace by the Minister of State Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Ngongo, on the high instructions of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. She came all the way from Brazzaville with a special message from the Congolese President, Denis Sassou Nguesso, for the attention of his Cameroonian counterpart, President Paul Biya. And for close to 45 minutes, the Congolese special envoy and the representative of President Paul Biya scrutinized the wide range of issues of common concern surrounding the management of the Congo Basin on the eve of a very important summit on climate change. Madame Alette Soudan
Nunat.
I was sent by President Denis Sassou Nguesso to meet his brother, President Paul Biya, with a message of common interest concerning the Congo Basin, to which Cameroon and Congo belong. We are on the eve of COP29, and it is necessary that we speak the same language within the framework of an inclusive sustainable development and how to finance the different projects of the basin.
Financer notre transition écologique.
The Congolese special envoy also underscored the importance that both leaders Denis Sassou Nguesso and President Paul Biya attach to the management of climate change in the sub-region. For the record, Cameroon and the Republic of Congo are among the six member states of the Congo Basin that counts approximately 10,000 species of tropical plants with the largest carbon sink in the world. The rainforest of the Congo Basin also provides food security and an essential lifeway for the indigenous and local population and serves as a critical habitat for endangered species. Valorizing all these potentials of the Congo Basin was at the center of the conversation during the high-level audience.
The executive director representing Cameroon at the World Bank Board of Directors has hailed the country's energy potential, adding that it has the possibility of becoming an energy hub for the sub-region. Abdul Salam Bello was speaking today in Yaoundé during talks with the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Diongute. From the Star Building, our reporter Christian Che Atam reports.
The half-hour discussion between the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, and the Executive Director of the World Bank Group, Abdul Salam Bello, focused on the relations between Cameroon and the World Bank. The two officials examined the new partnership framework of the World Bank Group for the period 2025 to 2029 and reflected on ways of making it performant in Cameroon. Abdul Salam Bello, World Bank Executive Director, representing Cameroon at the board of directors.
We discuss how we can make the best of it for the Cameroonian development agenda, its alignment with the SND 2030 on one hand, but also with the Vision 2035. We discuss on how really to make sure that we receive the best allocation possible and we implement in the best effective way this agenda.
Cameroon's performance, challenges and perspectives in critical sectors like infrastructure, roads and connectivity was also a key point of interest during the meeting. The energy potential of the country was described as a major trump card for growth.
We visited important project Nachtigal. So we believe that the country has a tremendous potential to position itself as a regional hub in terms of energy, providing energy not only, of course, starting for the people of Cameroon, but also looking at the opportunity also to do some export of that energy in the region.
The executive director representing Cameroon at the World Bank Board of Directors, Abdul Salam Bello, at the end of the audience, described relations between his institution and Cameroon as excellent and development-oriented. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The drinking water supply project for the city of Yaoundé and its environs has been launched. The Minister of Water Resources and Energy, Gaston Elundue Somba, underlines that the project comes to upgrade access to potable water for targets, population, and cuts back on episodes of waterborne diseases. Belinda Show.
Sons of Jubilee heralding the come alive of the Manabachinga Water Treatment Plant. The drinking water supply project for the city of Yaoundé and surrounding localities is included in President Paul Biya's Great Opportunities Program, launched several years ago. The important social project will produce a capacity of 300,000 meters cubed daily in its initial phase, extendable to 400,000 meters cubed in its later stage. The project, whose construction phase kicked off in 2016, today comes to resolve the acute water scarcity observed in Yaoundé. At the moment, Yaoundé requires 250,000 meters cubed daily to meet the growing demand of the precious liquid. However, the Akomiada water treatment plant in Balmayo and the renovated Mifu plant in Yaoundé are only able to supply 185,000 meters cubed, leaving a significant fallback of 65,000 meters cubed. Arithmetically speaking, the 300,000 meters cubed daily to be produced by the Emanabachenga water treatment plant will add up to the current 185 meters cubed to yield an overall production capacity of 485,000 meters cubed daily henceforth. In anticipation, 9 out of 10 homes in Yaoundé and surrounding localities, including Bachenga, Obala and Nyom, will have access to potable water in large quantities, and that will likely be till the year 2049, with an extended 400,000 production capacity in the later stage of the project. Financial resources for the execution of the drinking water supply project for Yaoundé and its surroundings sum up to 399 billion CFA francs. Out of the lump sum, 85%, that is about 339 billion CFA francs, is a loan from China Exim Bank. The life-giving project, which taps from River Senegal, will go beyond responding to social needs of populations to enhance industrialization and sustainably catalyze Cameroon's economic growth.
The Bafoussam City Council has outlined the non-payment of taxes by some business operators as speed breaks to the council's effort to carry out a marked development project in the municipality. The observation was made during the midterm evaluation of the City Council session. Kinge Angela has the details.
The working session chaired by the city mayor paved way for a detailed presentation of the various projects executed so far, such as the construction of commercial spaces and the realization of an income to the tune of over 2 billion CFA francs as at June 2024. This, the city mayor Roger Tafam applauds to be better than the budget realization same time last year.
We are happy that we are already above 2 billion in terms of revenue, which is far above what we had in 2023. We are sure that if we maintain the rhythm, by the end of the year, we will realize at least 4 billion for the budget of this year.
Some of the difficulties encountered so far, he says, are the non-compliance of certain taxpayers and issues of urban disorder.
To make sure that is the public disorder in the town, the fight should continue against it, and also that our agents should be more serious on their duty.
Council authorities promise to make use of the recommendations proposed in order to improve their performance for the benefit of the population in general. Kinga Angela Parr, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
And over in the East region, over 27,800 persons have registered on the electoral list. Becky Ongum told some registration spots in Betwa and now reports.
Few days to the end of registration of voters on the electoral list, the results in the East region since January 2nd are outstanding. Over 27,800 voters have registered so far as compared to last year when Elecam closed its doors with just 18,307 voters. Madam Damja Manji Elise is regional delegate of Elecam.
Last year, we closed on the 31st of August with 18,509 new potential voters, and presently we have registered so far 27,862. And if we can make a little comparison with what we registered last year, we noticed that presently we have at least 10,000 more potential voters and we have not yet closed the process.
The East Regional Delegation of Elecam, under the general supervision of the regional delegate, say they aim at attaining at least 90% of their set objective before August 31st.
We have attained an objective of 80% because our global objective for this year was 34,000, and presently we have registered 27,862. And I hope that before the end of the revision exercise, we would have registered at least 90%.
Massive sensitization campaigns will take place in most churches, markets, and other public places, and mobile kits dispatched to get more persons registered before the official closing of electoral lists on the 31st of August this year. Biki Ungum, CRTV, Betwa.
Leaders of the Full Gospel Mission from around the globe have pledged to continue seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit as they carry on their assignment of preaching the gospel of Christ Jesus. During the start of an international pastor's retreat holding in Bamayo in Yaoundé, the men of God have also acknowledged God's blessing on Cameroon, stating their determination to keep entrusting the nation and its people to God. Karin Tosam.
Bishop Sosten Baemi, during his message to the Christians, emphasized that Mary's life was principally centered on faith, a lifestyle he has called on Christians of St. Augustine's Parish, Colchos, to emulate.
We want to walk in the same steps as she did, being men and women of faith, love, and hope. These are the main virtues of the Blessed Virgin.
Inaugurating the Mary Grotto, he's challenged Christians there to uphold prayerful lives through which they can draw closer to their Savior.
We like these places that help us to remember, to think, to lift our hearts to God while contemplating the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is veneration, it is not adoration.
The donor's son, Bitomonkwa Edward Samuel, says it's a dream come true for his father, who has always wanted to honor the Virgin Mary.
He always told us, if he dies, we should do it after his death.
St. Augustine's Parish, Colchos, located in Lobo Municipality of the Lekki Division, was constructed in 1991 by the then parish priest, an Italian, called Father Antonio. Carinto Sam, CRTV News, Center.
We are sorry for that mistake there. That report was rather on the Assumption Day, the day set aside by Catholics faithful to celebrate the life of Mary, the mother of Jesus. And sports officials of the Organization of the Military Sports in Africa, OSMA, have reiterated their commitment to continue fostering peace and unity in diversity among the armed forces on the continent through sports. They were speaking this afternoon at the permanent head office of OSMA in Yaoundé during a ceremony in which the organization's founding president, Colonel Ahmad Kalkama Mabum, was handed an invitation from the Nigerian Chief of Defense Staff, General Christopher Musa, to attend the opening and closing ceremonies of the second African Military Games in Abuja in November. That brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the National station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashu Tiku.